We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The term that I've used is pole's position.
It's time for Pole's Position.
So the number one pick, by the way, for the Bears is secured.
Brought to you by Black Diamond Plumbing and Mechanical. There when you need it.
The Chicago Bears are on the clock.
What will Ryan Pole's do with the number one pick?
You guys are drafting Caleb Williams number one overall.
We'll see.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Yep. Congratulations. You did it. Okay, so.
We're counting down the days to the NFL draft.
Two picks, wow.
With the ninth pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the Chicago Bears select
9999. So I listened to Pole's Position for the last 3 months, every single day, because apparently I don't need to get anywhere with my life. And it's been fantastic.
Sit back and watch them go.
With the first pick, the Chicago Bears select
the Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons on the Score.
Pole's Position is brought to you by Black Diamond Plumbing and Mechanical. There when you need us.
Timing is everything.
It really is. It really is. And here's the thing about Pole's Position. It's very sad that it's coming to an end, but it's coming to an end because we do not think they'll have the number one pick next year, so it will not completely dominate the offseason. And the draft.
Man, would it be disappointing if they had the number one pick
something
again next
would have gone
year.
Horribly, horribly wrong. And, next, tomorrow is the mock draft, and then Thursday is the real draft. So it's over. It's here. We made it. And Thursday, 5 to 9, after the Cubs game, our show will be live from Detroit, wall-to-wall coverage, round one of the NFL draft. Dave Wanstead and Pat Manley are the expert analysts in studio. Parkins and Spiegel draft special on the Score, the Odyssey app, Twitch, X, YouTube. This is the Score's first ever broadcast on X. We're very excited about that.
Okay.
Draft coverage on the Score is presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
So when will the final Pole's Position take place?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow is the mock draft. We'll make the first pick, and then we will bring on people from the eight other teams.
Wait, I thought we were drafting our favorite Pole's Position topics.
Oh.
I thought it was like a little snake draft action.
That's 3:30.
Yeah, are we still doing it at one of the many hot dogs locations? Is that still the plan?
Why do we have to go back to it?
Sure.
Why are you supposed to make me look better? What are you? They had one in Wrigley. They had a location. They had one in Wrigley. I'm sorry. Technically, that's two.
Now, so then
the other one is closed, though.
You will be on the air prior to the draft beginning, right?
We're on after the Cubs doing our show. And then Wani and Pat join the show at 6. And then we're on through whenever the Bears make the second pick and reacting to that.
So it wouldn't be worthwhile to squeeze in one last Pole's Position like between then and the first pick.
Pole's Position is at 3 o'clock.
Oh, I got it.
Can we have some integrity here? It's at 3 o'clock. It's a benchmark. That's what it is.
Unless that'd be really bad, Ant, if we had to squeeze in one last one. Like, that's a big problem. Yeah. We have to reevaluate everything.
Oh, we didn't cover Brock Bowers.
What if we see, like, Caleb in a bong mask or something
that's
like
that?
That's
what I mean. Like, it would be really bad.
You know? I mean, anything
that's
could
not
happen.
Bad. Yeah, I mean, you'd still take the bong mask guy
he'd
every time.
Still go number one if that happens.
Yeah, Laremy Tunsil's killing it.
He's an excellent player.
Excellent player.
He's had an outstanding career.
He's got no stress.
That explains it.
Exactly.
Being in the media workroom, when that thing happened, there's two moments.
You were at the draft for that?
I was at the draft for that.
Cool.
The two moments that stand out to me, I was at both drafts in Chicago. I was at a draft in Dallas, draft in Philly. I was talking to Gross about this off-air last night. But the when the Bears drafted Mitch, hearing that, like hearing the audible gasp in the media room, that's one moment that stands out. But then also the Laramie Tunsil bong mask minutes before the draft starts, and just the way the whole media room just kind of went up for grabs trying to figure out what is this? Is it real? How's it going to impact him?
Oh, it was
that
real.
Was quite a moment. Oh, yeah.
It was real.
Spectacular when you think about it.
It was.
Yeah.
Immediately, I was like, oh, value. Mm-hmm. Value on this guy.
If we saw a bong mask video, would it impact Caleb's draft stock?
No.
Not should it. Not should it.
No.
But would it? Okay.
No.
See, this is the pulse position we should have done. Like, how far down the drug line are you willing to go?
Right. If he had a video like Kid Cudi falling off the stage where he's clearly tripping
definitely
his face off.
Definitely his athleticism would be questioned at that
point. Yeah.
Like, as long as it's not a Schedule I narcotic, then I think he can do anything he wants. And even then, there are some excuses.
There are some excuses.
Yeah, I mean, weed was scheduled that way for forever. Like, I would probably draft him.
I know you would.
Yeah.
But, like, you're really confident the Bears would still take him number one overall if something like that leaked? His decision making, maturity.
Yeah. Honestly, yes.
Okay.
Because of how they've handled it, he's going out.
They haven't even met with anybody.
That's what I'm saying. They haven't brought in Drake May. They haven't brought in Jaden Daniels. This guy's had dinner with Cole Kmet. Like he's Matt Eberflus and him hung out for 90 minutes before his pro day one on one. Like he is the guy.
They're all in.
He is all in. The guy. So yeah, I think he
bong mask be damned.
Please. And by the way, it would make him more relatable. He's already like pretty interesting, but he's also like I just took some time off to go to Tokyo. Like you know right. what I mean? Like I they're not. He lives in a penthouse in L.A. Like I don't relate to Caleb Williams in a lot of ways.
Yes.
Gas mask bong. I'm like, this is my guy. This is QB1. Oh, man. Yeah. It'd have to be something that he was injecting. Okay. And there'd have to be a needle involved or something. I'm just being honest. Like, it'd have to be some real horrible, like even like, oh, he had a party and he was like tripping. Yeah, it'd be fine.
What if his teammates didn't invite him to their birthday party?
Rumors. No. Innuendo. Okay. Doesn't bother me. All right. He seems perfectly likable. Did you listen to him with Ryan Clark on The Pivot?
Just clips.
Okay, yeah, he was good.
He's always good.
I know. He's really good.
It was funny seeing the reaction to folks. I don't know. I'm assuming I've talked to you since then, but just when he was in Indianapolis and a lot of folks just hadn't actually looked at him in person or heard him speak live at a mic. And so many people were like, oh, he's a human.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, it pissed off polls that Jalen said like, you can't bring any Hollywood stuff in here because apparently, like, he just happens to play in Hollywood, but he's not really like that.
I mean, he's from D.C. Yeah.
Well, right. And then he chose to play college football at Oklahoma.
Uh-huh.
And then his coach happened to leave for USC.
Right.
So he went there.
Yeah, he's been there 2 years.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So apparently that pissed off polls.
Well, no. And I mean, you know, on the whole, like you can have just a Hollywood sort of mentality or something. Am I derailing polls?
No. Yes. You brought it. Yeah, yes.
What were we about to say? Oh, we're going to hear from Ryan Poles,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, no, but go on.
That's actually more important, though.
No, it's not. There's nothing we do is important. Let's be clear.
Or useful.
Let's be clear here. Nothing we do is.
Serving the listener.
Yeah. And by the way, it's the second to last polls position. It can roll over into the next segment.
Oh.
So don't worry about it. We can have a polls position hour.
Uh-huh.
Though it seems like, honestly, we maybe have talked more about this than Ryan Poles has spent time considering the pick because he's so locked in to what it's going to be. But yes, Ryan Poles met the media earlier today, and this is everything he had to say regarding Caleb Williams.
Ryan, you've had such a long process with this. Your pick is not contingent on what anyone else does. You have the top pick.
Yep.
You've talked throughout publicly as though Caleb is the plan. Are you set on making him your quarterback now?
So, unfortunately, it's one of those things I think everyone's got to tune in on Thursday to watch and figure out. But I feel really good about our process and where we are and where we're headed. So, we know what we're going to do, but everyone's going to have to wait till Thursday to go there.
What did you learn about him when he came to Allison, when you took him to dinner with a couple of your vets?
Yeah, I think it just confirmed a lot of the information that we got. Kind of testing where his football understanding is, that part. You know, getting him with the coaches, that was a very positive interaction there. And then getting him with some of our players, that's important to us. We're in a really good place with our culture and our locker room. As much as I can, I want those guys a part of the process of building this team. I trust their feedback. And, you know, I think that chemistry is really important. So that's why we did that.
How did that dinner work specifically? Are you at a different table or are you across the room?
Yeah, I was in a different room.
Different room? And, okay.
Brian, does the LeagueNet want you to announce the pick, or is that just your personal MO?
No one's told me, so it's my personal deal. And let's have some excitement on Thursday, right?
You said you wanted to get feedback from your players from their dinner with Caleb. What was the feedback that you got from them and from the coaches that were?
Yeah, really intelligent guy. Came across as a really good teammate. Easy to talk to, down to earth. You know, we've talked through this process about, you know, the whole Hollywood thing. He's all ball, wants to work, wants to get better, wants to win as a team. That's the number one thing for him, on top of being successful. So, you know, I think the biggest thing is, like, does he fit in our culture and what we're trying to do? And all signs were that he does. So that was positive.
Brian, are you able to shoot
the top 30 visit, the one that where Caleb and some of the other guys were there for that dinner? Guys aren't here yet, current players. How did you get guys to come back? Were they volunteering? Was it something that they wanted to be here for? Or was it something that you reached out to them about being a part of?
Yeah, I respect their time. It's the off season. So just if they were available and they wanted to, they could do that. There's a good chunk of the roster that stays here. And there's a good group that, you know, disperses around the country to their kind of off season locations. Kind of went through it that way, but there's some guys I had in mind that I think it would be important for to sit down with.
Caleb's been very open with his huge goals. Like, what's been your reaction when you've learned that, you know, he wants to, you know, compete with 8 Super Bowls and Tom Brady and all that stuff? Like, what's your reaction when you hear him say stuff like that?
Yeah, I love it. I think we all should have huge goals. We have huge goals here, win multiple championships, and that's what we shoot for. That's you're more intentional when you have these goals that you shoot. You have to live a certain way. You have to practice a certain way. You have to go about your business a certain way in order to accomplish those. So if everything else is aligned underneath that, that gets me excited.
I know you said we'll have to wait until Thursday till it becomes official, but you guys only hosted one quarterback on a top 30. Caleb only took one visit to a team. As you go through the homework process, what made you comfortable in going that route of not having some of the other top QBs in here?
Yeah, I would say the different prospects are kind of the journey to collect all that information is different for everyone. There's guys on our board that are high that didn't come in for a 30 visit that we've had other touch points. Our networks in the building know the player inside and out that we really, really trust. You had the combine. There's different kind of touch points. You don't necessarily have to bring everybody in on a visit.
So that's Ryan Poles. That's everything he had to say about Caleb Williams today. Anything jump out there in particular to you?
I mean, you know, obviously glad he was asked about the not having the other prospects. And it does feel like an oversight wouldn't be the proper term, but I do think it's an incorrect way to handle it. I feel like with the number one overall pick, Caleb can be your leader from day one until draft night, but I still think it would have, certainly could have served the Bears to bring in Jaden Daniels, to bring in Drake May, hell, to bring in J.J. McCarthy if you want to, but, you know, at least other guys who would have been in that discussion. They seem to, at this point in the process, at some point in the process, see a fairly chasmous kind of, you know, space between Caleb and quarterback number two, whoever else would have been in consideration at number one. But to me, I don't see any downside to bringing in another guy just to see if, you know, you've been wowed by Caleb. Could you be wowed? Could you be floored by somebody else actually getting them into your facility?
So, I was maybe the loudest person criticizing Ryan Pace for how he handled that in 2017.
Right.
They had the third pick in the draft. They knew Myles Garrett was going one. They did the full vetting of the two guys, of Mahomes and Trubisky, because they apparently, because I've talked to Josh Lucas about this, like, they're like, on the film, those were the guys that we were considering, and we knew that we would get one of those two guys at three. Right at the time, they did not know they were trading up from three to two. So the film is what made them determine who they were going to do. My argument was, how could the film of Deshaun Watson not, who you know played Bama twice in a title game, was the first 4,000, 1,000 guy, how could that film not have him in the group with a one-year starter at North Carolina and a guy in the air raid offense in the Big 12 that had never produced a good NFL quarterback? So I disagreed with that part of it. But what it sounds like, and what I've talked to some people who say, is like the film said that there was a huge gap, like you're talking about. And so once the if the personality red flag would have come up, then they would have entertained other guys. But when the personality red flag didn't come up and the film says he's way better than the other, because you don't, I think, maybe it's conventional wisdom, you don't want the film needs to be the biggest part of the evaluation, more so than the pro day, more so than the combine, more so than the in-person visit. Like the what they actually do on tape has to be the biggest piece of it. And so when they don't get any red flags anywhere else and they have the ninth pick in the draft, so they have to use those top 30 visits on vetting the guys for that premium pick too. All of those factors make it different than the 2017 thing. But like 2017, Ryan Pace had to be right. He wasn't.
Right.
Ryan Poles has to be right. But I think that there's enough differences between now and then that make this at least a defensible position to take on Caleb Williams.
As long as they're right, it of course won't matter. But I would just disagree with the evaluation, thinking that there's this chasmous difference between the film of Jaden Daniels and the film of Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams is the number one quarterback in this class. No disagreement on that.
Don't think the gap is that big?
No, and I think the game, the in-pocket game, especially of Jaden Daniels, is a more mature quarterback game than Caleb Williams brings to the table. And so with that, I think Jaden Daniels is the level of prospect worthy, and especially because I do feel like the in-person, when you're talking about the number one overall pick in the draft, the in-person, to me, that is a huge part of the evaluation. The film matters so much, but you need a requisite amount of physical traits to be worthy of that status, but then also what you are mentally, emotionally, the maturity, the mental and emotional stamina that goes into being able to be that guy in this city, especially going into a locker room with expectations and grown-ups, that all matters a lot. And getting a sense for that, from talking to everybody else, but then from putting him in front of guys who are going to be in that locker room, in front of you and your coaches, but measuring someone else up in that way, to me, I feel like that would have been a worthwhile use of resources.
I think that's super valid, and this I have no sourcing on, this part. So I just, is it possible that because of the uniqueness of Caleb's power that they didn't want to, or that he asked them not to? Like, is it at all possible? Caleb,
how do you mean power when you say it, though?
It's been a while now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's been months. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, RG3 said it yesterday that he should Eli Manning his way out of Chicago, right? Mm-hmm. It's been a while since that was out there. Mm-hmm. But I do wonder if at any point it was like, this is our guy. Mm-hmm. He's not taking a visit anywhere else. And we don't want to offend him, upset him, flirt with somebody. Like, this isn't The Bachelor.
Like,
you know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like, we're not going on dates with other people. Like, this is our guy. And I've been struck by, like, it's pretty clear to me that they're already doing install with Caleb Williams.
You know
what I mean? Like, his rookie mini camp is not going to be the first time he knows the terminology. You know what I mean? Like,
they want him to hit the ground running.
Man.
That is a lot.
I don't think I've ever seen anything like it. Like, certainly.
Well, there would have been a point, I don't know, a decade ago where they would have perhaps even negotiated a contract with him by now, and draft night would have been a formality with the team who has the number one pick.
I guess that's true. Well, this is a pretty big formality.
I'm just saying, to the point you just made there about, there's a point in time where, sure, they would have gone down the contract road and maybe begun some install beforehand. It's not unheard of, but, yeah, I mean, it's for this current time frame, it's not something we've seen in a while.
And it's certainly never happened to a Bear. And that part feels good.
Sure.
When I found out that Matt Eberflus and him had 90 minutes of one-on-one time before his pro day in Southern California, I was like, I mean, that's kind of risky. I mean, Eberflus seems like he might be a little weird. But, like, I was like, that's it was kind of crazy that Caleb granted that. And then the pro day ends, and he...
But Caleb granted that?
Yeah, man. I don't know. Am I crazy?
Kind of. Like,
really?
Why wouldn't Caleb grant a one-on-one interview with the coach who's going to draft him number one overall?
It wasn't at all a lock at that. I mean, I thought it was a lock. We thought it was a lock.
Well, right. It's a job interview. You want to meet with the people, with your future employers.
Well, they wanted him to come here for the full day in-person thing before the pro day, and he said no. And he waited.
Didn't time up well for him, but that doesn't mean you never meet with him.
I don't know that. But the idea that, no, I don't think it was going to be never meet with him. Mm-hmm. But I guess I was just surprised that the Bears seemed like they were a part of the Caleb Williams camp that early. Like,
I mean, it's just part of kind of what happens at a pro day, though. Like, you're going to meet with the teams, you know, especially the team that has number one.
Yeah, well, right,
because the Bears had the number one pick, though. I mean, that's
right. But it was crazy, man. Like, the Patriots are there, and the Commanders are there,
right?
And the Bears are there, and the pro day ends, and he goes over and he daps up Ryan Poles and Matt Eberflus and walks right past Elliott Wolf. Like, it's like, damn.
I feel like that's more noteworthy than him actually meeting with the Bears. But yes, kind of shunning everyone else.
It was like this is done. Uh-huh. Like this has been done for a long, long, long time. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's what. And so I think like both ways, like Caleb has committed to the Bears, and he hasn't said anything bad about Chicago. He hasn't lusted over playing at home. In his hometown that has the second overall. You know what I mean? Like he has done nothing to make that noise real, and the Bears haven't done anything to make any noise real about them doubting Caleb Williams. Like, I think it's been like a mutually beneficial, coordinated PR campaign of like, we're really into you and you're really into us, and we don't have eyes for anybody else.
Caleb and the Bears being in lockstep, that is a good thing for Caleb transitioning into being a member of the Chicago Bears. But to one of the points you kind of brought up a little while ago, if it was, you know, just as an example, if it was for some reason Caleb or someone in Caleb's camp said, hey, you know, we don't want you meeting with any other quarterbacks if we're going to do this thing or else kind of vibe, then that would perturb me. And I wouldn't think the Bears should acquiesce to something like that if, you know, even if they really want Caleb number one overall.
Yeah.
For him to try to handcuff the franchise from meeting with other people, evaluating other prospects, that wouldn't be something the Bears should give into.
And again, no evidence that has happened, but it's been kind of striking to me for how long they've both very – I mean, in that Pete Thamel piece that came out, he was, like, talking about Michael Jordan and Walter Payton. I'm like, damn, this guy is pandering to Chicago in a way that – I was not at all convinced that he was going to. Like, he seems to be really excited about coming to Chicago.
I think that's a great thing, and the Bears still should have evaluated the other quarterbacks a little more closely, in my opinion.
Ryan Poles, because Ant derailed us with gas mask bong.
There's more Poles?
Yeah, there's more Poles. Yes, right. On everything else. On the ninth pick, on how he's feeling lucky, on all sorts of things that we'll get into. More Ryan Poles next on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.